Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio. This is your host, Brilliant Ideas, and it's another Saturday morning, and we're going to attempt to get this show off and rolling this morning with a special guest. I'd like to welcome everyone. I'm glad you tuned in, and today we're going to have a special guest that many of you may know from Facebook. He's the one and only Empanada Man, and if everything works right, we got you here. Are you there, Empanada Man?
I am, with a cup of coffee.
All right. Do you have anything in your coffee?
Yeah. I drink my own stuff. I even drink my own coffee, which we'll get to later on. Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good.
How's everything out there in New Jersey?
The weather here is a little dull. It's a vampire type of weather. It's loom and gloomy, you know, not like San Diego. But
no, we don't have that problem here in San Diego. It's, I think, sunny about 364 days out of the year, so that's not so bad.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, hey, I wanted to have you on the show, first of all, because, you know, being a white guy, I don't know what the heck an empanada is anyway. So I wanted to get you on the show because I hear about empanadas and empanadas, and I see you on Facebook, and
right.
You know, us guys, us white guys, we eat Hot Pockets. So
yep.
I wanted to find out. I'm gonna turn it over to you. I want you to tell us, everybody, about your company, how you got started, and what an empanada is.
Well, I'll be real upfront with the. I love white people. If it wasn't for white people, you and I would not be talking, because the business, this business concept, my business is started and influenced by a white man, okay? And it's funny because he's a real dear friend of mine. His name is Gary Brightout from somewhere in the North Bergen area of New Jersey. And actually, we used to run a facility. I used to be in the human services field back then, straight out of college. I did what most kids supposed to do, go to school, party, drink, you know, sex, rock and roll, and all that stuff. But neither did I get. But when I started working and I ended up in the social field, I ended up with a great supervisor. And we worked for years. And one day, we bring lunch. We sit down. We have lunch every day. And he's into extreme heat, like super hot, jalapeno, and stuff like that, jalapeno. And he used to pour it on everything he used to eat for lunch. And I bring stuff, and he brings stuff, we share it. And his heat level was way off the charts. I couldn't handle the heat that he used to put. So after Thanksgiving, I had some leftover food. I brought it in, and out of that leftover, there was a couple of empanadas that I made at home just to, you know, as an appetizer. And we opened up the package, we start pouring the hot sauce, and he's like, "What the heck is this?" I said, "It's an empanada. It's basically fried dough, and then inside there's meat or cheese, whatever. It's up to you." So he put the hot sauce inside the stuff, and one thing led to another. He's like looking at me, like, "This stuff is delicious." So I was like, "Okay, yeah, it's great, you know." And we were having a good time eating it, and then I think a couple hours later, we had a couple meetings during that day, and he calls me into my office, and he says, "Carlos, I got to talk to you." So I thought it was, you know, business related and something was going on. And he calls me in the office and says, "Listen," I said, "Yeah, what's up?" I think that you need to consider this. I said, "Consider what?" If you made some of this and sell it to the white people, you'll be rich. Just like that. And I looked at him like, "All right, Gary, what's your point? I mean, you know, we're trying to get through the day here." I said, You should make this and sell it to the English market, because we don't have this in my community. I said, "Yeah, Gary, but you're missing one thing. It's not that easy to make, okay? You don't expect me to sit there and make it. Do you know how complicated this stuff can be?" So he's like, "I don't care. I don't know. But if somehow, some way, if you can put it together, this would be great, because, you know, I know you have it in the Spanish market, but the English markets don't have it." I said, "Yeah." And I was like, "All right. Hey, Gary, I'm not going to leave my job to make empanada." So, to make that story short, I think 12 months later, I walked out of that job.
Oh, really?
And became a full-time empanada man.
Now, what's the direct interpretation of empanada? I mean, is there an actual English word for that?
Excuse me. Well, there's two of them. There's another one that's called, it's all Spanish. They use the way I grew up is empanadilla. Which is a different crust. It's lighter. It's like almost like a crusty cookie type of thing. It falls apart.
Like a pastry type.
Exactly. I'm Puerto Rican, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. But you know, my parents are Puerto Rican. But I kind of got raised with Cubans, so you know I'm all over the place. You know, but the empanada basically is universal, man. Let me tell you, it actually comes from Asia. You know, it was them that started it. They had the dumplings, they had the samosa, then you got the other countries, India, they have their own. Every country makes their own type of empanadas.
Every country, even if you go to the Spanish market, you go into Central America, everybody makes it. In South America, Colombians. My wife is from Chile. We've gone to Chile. They make their own empanadas. Argentinians make their own. All countries make their own. Of course, there's always a battle. Well, my country, my empanadas are better than your empanada. And, you know, I never got into the part where my empanada is better than yours. I started
right.
making empanada because I loved it. And I'm a capitalist pig. I love to make money. I don't shy from it. I'm saying, look, I make a good product, but I'm here not only to make a product, but I'm here to make money and to help you make money. And
right.
I'm not here to compete. I don't need the glory. I need the money. You know. So.
So you left this job, but how? I mean, you're not doing them all by hand, are you?
No. What happened was the empanada, real quick, it's made out of dough. It's a flour dough. Colombians make it with corn, by the way. Some countries differ, you know, they use it a little different. And then inside, you can do whatever the heck you want, you know. You can make all types of type of meat and chicken, fish. You know, you choose what you want. So it's very universal. And but when I started doing it, I started, you know, a lot of people do it. They close the bananas with, they buy the disc at the supermarket, a dough disc, thaw it out, and then fill it in, like I have on my videos, on my YouTube video, and then use the fork. But can you imagine doing that all day with a fork? So I found a plastic molding that they sell at any, as you see on television, and they sell them. It's a little gadget. And if you could also see that on my video, and then you close them. And I'll be honest with you, Frank, I did that for like 2 years, or 2.5 years, and I started making like 2,000, 3,000 empanadas a month with that damn thing. And I thought my hands were going to fall off after a while, you know. So after that, I upgraded. I did some researching. I found another manual type of machine that I can use that can speed up the process. Now I'm able to make at least between 250 to 300 in 1 hour.
Okay.
So when I'm in production, you know. And,
so it's like a calzone, I guess, from an Italian calzone somewhere idea.
Exactly. Okay. It's a calzone. The calzone, you know, they use the pizza dough. You know, it's delicious. It's up to you. It's up to the beholder. You know, you can make any type of empanada. I'm just some idiot from Jersey that just decided to sit there and do something that most people don't want to do. That's all. I'm nothing special. All I did was sit there and decide, you know what, I'm going to do something what people don't want to do. And of course, I took effort. I love the kitchen. I love to cook. I love to experiment with heat and jalapeno and all type of jalapeno. And I get it together, and then I figure out, you know, I figured, you know, let me see how I can do this in a faster way and effective way where everybody can benefit from this product. And that's what
now
I did.
Where are you selling the product now?
We are out in Union on Stuyvesant, 1389 in Stuyvesant Avenue in Union. I share a deli, a kitchen with M&H Deli. I'm the guy they talk about on television as far as the economics. I'm the small business. I'm very small business, and I hustle it. It's we're employed by 1.5 people. It's me, myself, and I got a guy who helps me out once in a while, and that's it, man. You know, and you know, overhead, you know, operation, and it's not easy. But we go in there like twice, three times a week, and we'll mass produce the product. We make it there. We sell it there, and people come from all over, and they end up at M&H Deli, and they eat it, you know. And you see my sign out there, and we have a lot of orders. We have people from all over New Jersey ordering from us. So I'm basically 24 hours, 7 days a week. My cell phone is always.
And on top of that, you're also working a full time job.
Exactly. I've been working with the airline for like 12 years. It's the reason why I got into that is because I needed the medical benefit. Because when I left the state job, I was already making money in my empanada business. So I took a chance. I took a risk, and
right.
I sat down and with my thoughts and said, all right, you know, I have to pursue. I can't sit there and just work for somebody for the rest of my life. And I know that I can build this thing. And I started building it. I was making enough money where I said, you know what, I can pay the bills, feed the kids. And I walked out a very good state job, people thought I was crazy. They really thought that I was nuts. And, you know, you always have people that don't believe in you. And for those that want to pursue a business, you know, you got to follow your heart, follow your dream, follow your passion, no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad things get. And I did. And I walked out of there. Of course, Gary was pissed off at me. But we're
still
friends.
It was his idea anyway, though, right? It was his idea to make you
well,
leave anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he, I was like, you know, I'm going to do it in full time. I was like, oh, man, you know. And he said a couple words that, you know, you can't say on air. But he's a great friend of mine, and we still talk to this day. But
Before I forget here, too, what I want to do is mention your website, and it's www. It's actually a YouTube website that has copies of your videos of you making the product, but it's www.youtube.com/user/
mm-hmm.
Empanada Man 1. And,
mm-hmm.
and for those wanting to know how to spell empanada, it's Empanada Man 1. But yeah, people should check that out. It's very interesting how you make the product. And I watched some of the videos. And actually, I was cracking up at some of your videos. Very, very well done. So what kind of flavors are you producing right now?
Well, I'm producing about 8 flavors right now: beef, chicken, cheese, ham and cheese. We do a Mexican chorizo type with chipotle. We also do an apple. Remember back in the days at McDonald's, the apple pie? Remember
yep.
they used to fry them? I don't know.
Yep.
This I know in Jersey, it was off the hook back in those days. Well, basically, that's how my banana, my apple and banana tastes like. So
okay.
Now they do it a little different. They kind of like bake it and stuff, which, you know, I'm not into the health conscious field, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm all about frying, you know. So I'm not the guy.
Yeah.
If you're looking to stay in shape, I'm not the guy you need to go to. But
I gotta ask a question. I mean, the big
sure.
question that I might want to notice on your website and on your photograph, dude, what's with the shoes?
you see, I'm futuristic, man. Just you know, that's a long. I don't know if it's a long story. I think it was spontaneous. You know, the truth is, my wife had them and for the kids and all that, and I used to crack on them. I said, that's.
Uh-huh.
That's garbage, you know. That's like, how do you wear that, you know? And what happened was, I don't know what happened with my shoes that day. I was cooking, so I needed something to wear. So I put my her Crocs on, and then I cooked like for 8 hours or something with them, and I was like, wow, these things are freaking comfortable. And she was like, like always, you're always running your mouth and not, you know, paying attention to me. You know, I said, well, I'm a man, you know, married, you know, that's what we do. Men don't listen. You know, we just grab a pursuit and then we take it from there. And then whatever happens, happens. And when I think when I was done, I was like, I can't believe how comfortable these damn things are. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to get me a pair. So, but I didn't really get into it in discussion with her. I just woke up one morning and went online and I said, you know what? I'm going to coordinate. Cause obviously if you look at everything I do on Facebook, I'm fascinated with infatuated with red and black, you know. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna order some red ones. I said, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna do it. So I did. I ordered a red one and I ordered a black one. they're the chef type. They're designed for kitchen. They got the rubber sole in the bottom and all that. So I ordered them, and then when I got the box, I said to myself, I said, all right, now comes the. This is where the rubber meets the road. Am I really going to wear these red shoes in public? And you know what? Like everything I do in life, I really don't give a shit what people think. You know, I just, I go with it and I do it. So my kids were embarrassed. My family's embarrassed. You know, and that's me. And I guess that's how it all started. But I love the product. I'm not plugging them because they haven't sent me a check yet. But I'm very comfortable.
I can say, if you keep wearing them and keep plugging them, you might get a check in the mail.
Yeah, I should. I mean, it's been a couple of years already wearing them, and I haven't seen nothing in the mailbox. So, they're comfortable. I love them. Hey, listen, Frank, I really need to thank somebody for this conversation. And I want to thank Lori Bakey.
Yes, definitely.
Your friend from Facebook, because you know what? And that's the beauty of Facebook. You meet so many people. You meet some really wonderful people on Facebook. And, you know, everybody's got their drama, everybody's got their thing, everybody got their problems, you know, and there's also people that are building their business through Facebook. And
I want to thank Laurie, too, because actually I think we just met last week through her making a suggestion that we get together, and it's really neat Facebook works.
Yeah, yeah. I came across her a while ago because she had this beautiful dress or something red, and I told her, you know, and if I see something beautiful, I tell you, you are gorgeous. So I told her she looks great in red, and that's how the conversation started. And then she linked me to you or me, and because of her, you and I are talking now.
Yeah,
and
it's a great networking tool. Facebook has really been
done
some things for us on our business too, and it's really nice. And I thank her too for she's actually giving me some leads for some other folks that are going to be on future shows. So it's it all works out nicely. Get to meet more new people and interesting people, and that's why I started this radio show, just to, you know, learn more about people. What we're going to do?
Yeah, we have
I'm going to take a break here. Way this thing is set up, it breaks you up into segments. I'm gonna.
Yeah, you got some music. You're gonna put some music on, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna put some music on, and what I'll do is I'm gonna put you on hold here and come back, because what we got to do next is talk a little bit more about some of the other products that you're
working on
and things that you're doing, and so in about 3 minutes we'll be back. So everybody, stand by, and we'll be back at you here shortly. Okay, we're back on the air here. This is Grillion Ideas Radio. This is your host, Grillion Ideas. And who we have on today, if you're just joining us, is the one and only Empanada Man out of New Jersey. Actually, company's name is J&J Empanadas, et cetera, LLC, but we all know him as Empanada Man. And also, I wanted to mention, too, if any of you out there listening would like to call in and ask a question or say hello, you can call in on the radio show. You can call on the radio show. It's and here's the number. It's 714-242-5272. And it's 714-242-5272. And this is when it gets fun, Empanada Man, because you never know what people might say or come up with.
Well, yeah, your show is not going to become a PG-13. I'm going to let you know. You know, us New Jersey people, we're really, really up front. We're kind of radical over here.
That's what makes it interesting. We don't want to be boring. But what we were talking about when we went to the break was you talked yesterday about some other products that you are coming out with. And I'll let you tell about the new product is your coffee line. You want to explain about what that's all about?
Well, you know, the coffee is something, it's one of those things that I always wanted to be a part of, but I just didn't have really the resources or nor the time to pursue it. But almost 2 years ago, I bumped into a wonderful, beautiful, redheaded woman. Her name is Jennifer Hess. And unfortunately, she's married to Brian. And these two they have a very amazing combination of business. They're in the social media world. And they own a company called Matrix Fresh. And they're just like on the cutting edge with teaching people on how to build, you know, the social media and how to get involved in it. And when I met her, I already knew some of what's going on, but she's totally in the future when it comes to that stuff, you know. And
right.
She was like, dude, you can build your banana business to a different level with this technology. And I was like, all right, you know. And I'm not, obviously, you can tell that I'm not shy. So she kind of like, okay, this guy's an idiot. He's willing to do whatever I say. So boom, you know. And she kind of coached me through it. And she's actually, you know, she's a close friend and a mentor in that part of the business. And to this day, and now she has Robert Reed working with her. And they have a partnership. And they helped me out tremendously as far as acknowledging on how to go about the social media thing. But they're always doing stuff representing other people and even celebrities. Uh-huh. In the food business, and she called me up. She goes, listen, I have a company that's willing to do this and do this and do this. I said, okay, it's a coffee company. I said, I love coffee. I said, well, is the coffee, you know, we need to check it out. I need the quality and all that. And I had to do some researching, learn a little bit more. And it was from 1 minute to another, we had a website up, and I've rebranded my own coffee line, and
okay.
I have about 148,000 flavors. Every time I look at it, something different. But it's amazing. And I was like, I was crazy. The funny thing about this coffee thing is, it's not that the coffee is great. It really is. It's top of line. It's freshly roasted. You call in, you order it. They grind it for you and ship it to you. Okay.
Okay.
This is not coffee for Folgers lovers. Okay. I'm going to be up front. This is quality coffee. All right.
Okay.
And the thing is, you know, when I got the packaging, it was hilarious because now I got coffee bags all over the house with my face on it. And let me tell you, that's kind of funny. And then when my buddies got them, and some of the people that bought them, and they open the door and they see a red bag with my face on it, it's kind of funny. So.
Well, it's kind of like if the coffee doesn't wake you up, then your ugly mug will.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'll be the first one to tell you, you know, I'm a cross between an ogre Shrek / you know, unidentifying animal, you know, and looks is not my thing, but when you put that combination on a red bag, you know, representing coffee, it's kind of hilarious, you know, so.
Well, that's what's on it. I mentioned this last week. See, that's why we're good on the radio. We have faces for radio, so that's why it works out real well.
Hey, talking about faces.
See what?
Real quick, did you see the pictures that you posted up on your website on air? Did you see that? I noticed all the pictures. I see there's a picture there. I see you got. You see that girl standing next to me?
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. See. She's amazing.
Is that your
beautiful?
Is that
woman.
Your wife?
She's a mom. That's not my wife. That's not my wife. She's a model. She's a model. She's unbelievable. Katie Chung. I got to give her a plug. She's real good. Cute girl. Unbelievable. I still think I look better than her, but she's amazing. I want to thank her.
Well,
I want to thank her for that post.
She does dress up the photograph, so I have to say
yeah,
she caught my eye. That's why I put it up on the website.
Exactly. That's why I surround myself with smart people and good-looking people, because those are two things I do not have.
Now, also, you were telling me yesterday in our little conversation prior to the radio show that you are also involved with a tequila line. So tell me a little bit about that and what you're doing promo for the tequila people.
Tequila, again, that all happened when I met Jennifer out in Atlanta a couple years
ago.
And I'm not a big drinker. I'm more of an eater. But we were out at this promotional party, and he was there, and it was it was one of the representatives from Karma Tequila, and they were promoting their tequila, and
okay.
I was like, all right, good. And the guy happened to be, they call him Karma Ray on Facebook, and I had a shot of it. I was like, wow, this is nice, you know, compared to the I'm not gonna say name, but the competitor, you know, it's a lot smoother for me,
right.
you know. So I mean, I know if girls like it smooth, you know, so be it. But I don't like it bitter, and I like it smooth also. So I had it. I was like, wow, this is nice. So you know, after a couple of drinks, you know. And Panama becomes a little different, becomes, you know, I get, you know, I was like, all right, this is good. And my mind starts spinning.
In other words, you become smooth, huh? Smooth, just
yeah,
like the
I'm
tequila.
A smoother man. You know, I'm not a violent guy at all. What did I, you know, I've become an eater maybe. Because he was eating like a 10-pound steak, I remember. And I sat next to him. He's like, why is this guy with a red bandana sitting next to me and red shoes? Okay. I walk into this beautiful nightclub with red shoes. And he's looking at me like, I said to him, listen, before you eat that steak, one of these days I'm going to grab that Karma bottle and I'm gonna infuse my chicken with your stuff. He goes, okay.
Right.
And he's like, all right. So I think a couple weeks later, I did it out of my house. And it's, obviously you saw the video and you obviously see that I was under the influence. And and it was amazing. It was amazing. And then I quit it afterwards, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have to mass produce this. So it's a great product. Their stuff is 100% agave. You know, they cut the agave root, which eliminates that after bitter taste. And they're a small business. They're out of Malibu, out in L.A. Right. And I deal directly now with one of the owners there, Gary Eisenberger. And he's originally from Jersey, and we always meet up here. And they have an amazing product. They really do. And well, I'm just hoping that they grow a little bit more. We have like a cross-promotional relationship, you know. They promote me, I promote them. And, you know, and hopefully from there we will do more business.
And by the way, we got a little note here from someone on the chat room. The song we were speaking about earlier, Laurie Bakey, she just wanted to tell you thank you for mentioning her on the radio. And,
of course.
She wanted to say hello. And, so no one's calling in, which surprised me. Either they're scared of us or my phone's not working, but no one's calling in to ask us any questions. But, I have to ask my question that I ask everybody. The question is, okay, we know you make empanadas, we know you're involved in coffee, we know you're involved in tequila, and not that you wear crazy shoes, but tell us something that maybe nobody knows about you that you are able to share on the radio, of course, that, you know, do you have a talent? Do you play in a band? Do you play an instrument? Do you dance? Are you Dancing with the Stars or anything like that?
I'm an amazing dancer. I'm an amazing. Actually, you know what? No, I'm not that talented anymore. In fact, I don't know. I move things. I move very heavy things at the airport. You know, we do pallet removing out of the aircraft. You know, there's probably about 4,000 pounds when it comes down freight. Usually, it takes about four guys to move it. I move it by myself. That's why they call me Shrek. But I don't know. You know, in my earlier days, I was a pretty good baseball player, you know, back in the days. I was pretty talented in that aspect. I needed it because I had a very dysfunctional background growing up, and my way of living and trying to leave that negative lifestyle is to be on the baseball field. And so I you know, devoted my whole life to playing baseball. And I was very, very effective at a young age into my college days. And unfortunately, a bad rotator cuff really made me make a decision where I had to get a job. But,
yeah, we
said
that kind of put a damper on the baseball career.
I was back in the days. I was just a second baseman, right? I was in college, and high school was a third baseman. I played with amazing players, great ball players, and some of them, a lot of them, made it to the majors or playing minor leagues. And it was a great experience growing up playing baseball. And that's one of my dreams that to somehow go back and just, you know, be a part of that atmosphere someday, you know. So I got three little girls, so they're all into, they're all into different types of sports, so.
All right, guess what? We got two callers calling in here.
Oh,
so
boy.
I'm gonna try to patch them in here. I have no idea what we're going to run into when we do this, so
yes.
Yeah, it's potluck, but.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hello, you're on the air, Brilliant Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Norman. I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Hey, Norman, how you doing?
What's up,
Norman? I'm calling in. Did you have a question you want to ask?
Yeah, I've had empanadas. They weren't Latin. They were basically African. And I'm just wondering if, ingredient-wise, they were the best I've ever had, and I have no idea what the spices were. I wonder if you've ever heard of anything like that.
Personally, no, I haven't tried them, but I know that they were used a lot of curry. And they would use all types of spices. Their spices are a little different. Some of their spices, we hardly can't get them. We don't get them here unless you really know where to shop, with them. I have a real dear friend of mine. Her name is Chef Jacqueline out of San Francisco. She's like my she's my Yoda, and when it comes to experimenting with flavors and stuff like that. And I wish she was here because she could really tell you where they come from. But, yeah, the empanadas, they do have them down here. Absolutely.
All righty. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
All right. Well,
thanks
for calling in. And we got another one here. Let's see what we got here. Hang on one second. This is Green Ideas Radio. You're calling in to the Empanada Man. You got a question?
Hey, this is Mike from New Jersey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I was just calling to see if there's any new flavors coming out.
Let me see. There's going to be, yes, we have the hummus one for the vegetarian people, the hummus with the roast pepper, and we're doing the roast pepper, and we're doing the chipotle with it. And then also I'm banging out the vegetable one with potatoes. And we're trying to, that is still on the back burner, but we're going to do that one. Then we're going to do a chocolate one, something like Nutella type of chocolate, but we're going to use Belgium chocolate. And the cake, we're gonna bake a cake, break it apart, and then mix it with that chocolate, Belgium chocolate. And actually, that's my daughter's idea with the cake. So wait till you try that one, Mike. Believe me, I will bring you some. All right, you're gonna love it.
Sounds great.
Hey,
sounds great. We're off the charts. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Hey, that means we actually got some listeners out there.
Anybody can make empanadas, and that's the funny thing. You can make a zillion type of flavors. It really doesn't matter. I used to make blueberry empanadas.
I guess here's the question for you. So what is your bigger plans? Do you have bigger plans in the next few years of getting into retail, or do you have some goals that you're shooting for?
Well, the real goal is to take over the world. That's my thing.
Oh, there,
I'm taking
hey,
over
hey,
the damn
I like
world.
That.
That's my first thing. And now that we met, we're going to have to do that. And we're going to have to become millionaires at doing this because there's no other way. I don't want to settle for nothing less. If I got one shot, because that's what we got in life, is one shot before we go 6 feet underground. I'm looking to pursue my business, make it where you can leave a legacy for your kids, whatever it is. If it's a cake, if you're in a cake business, cupcakes, if you do whatever, please put 100%. Don't Mickey Mouse it, Devote your life to it, and that's what I want to do. I don't know where I'm going with this, I'll be honest. I know that, I try to surround myself with good people, smart people,
right,
good-looking people, and people that I can learn from. And sky's the limit because, just like I met Lori, she led me to you. Now you and I met, and God knows where we can go with what you know and what I know and take it from there. But, yeah,
I... Like, I think you've got a great product. From what I can see, of course, I haven't had the luck of eating it yet, but I know that your product would be well received here in California, as you and I talked, especially in the Hispanic markets here, and as we call it, the white people market too.
That's right.
It has a lot of potential, and I do wish you the best of luck. And I'll say it's very encouraging. You got that entrepreneur spirit. That's what I always tell people. You got to get out and scratch that entrepreneur itch. If you don't, you don't want to go to your grave thinking, if only I had.
That's the problem we all have in society. It's that the reason why people don't pursue their business or a dream is because the fear of failure.
Right.
People are just scared. They're terrified. They're just scared of getting a rejection. And nothing against having a job, but you know what? The easiest thing I ever did in my life was go to college and get a job, because, all you got to do is swipe in and do your work. And you're told what to do. But everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody has a dream. Everybody has a spirit in doing something and creating something. And all I'm saying is, and I'm an advocate for this, is go out and do something, create something, whatever it is. But you know what? Give 100%. Don't
Amen
start something and not finish it.
Well, I really appreciate having you on the show, and this computer will cut us off if I don't wrap up the show here. But thank you very much for coming on. It was very interesting.
Thanks, man.
We wish you the best, and I want to give your website. Oh, and one thing too, can people buy your product online or
yes,
at this
what
time?
They can do is just go to Facebook me on Empanada Man. And it will take it from there. You have instructions right there. Or you can even just go to the YouTube site, go to theempanadaman.com. That's my coffee line. And then in there, there's a link to get in touch with me to get the empanadas.
Yeah, and it's listed on our website here for the radio show, too, in case people want to click on the link. It's there on the website.
Yep.
Thank you again for stopping by and having the interview this morning, and we wish you the best of luck, and we'll get together later on, and also
we will
have you back on the show.
All right, brother.
All right.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. All right, buddy.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. And there you have it with the Empanada Man. We appreciate everyone stopping by today, and it was a very interesting interview, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we do this every Saturday morning. We bring people in to talk about their products, foodie products, just to learn a little bit more about who's out there and what they're doing, and come back again next week. We already have some other guests lined up. I'm just finalizing that for our next few shows, so appreciate you stopping by, and everyone have a great day. And once again, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio, and everybody take care, and we'll see you again next week.